Who looks like the most normal person here? I guess we all look normal.
I don't think I do.
You don't think you look normal?
What do you mean, like, by normal?
Like, we could go out on the street and, like you just look pretty normal. I think you look pretty normal.
Oh, like an average normal. Human, like.
No, I think I look normal.
I think I look normal. I think I look the most normal, other than my nose. Before I had to say before anybody else says it.
But that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
What?
Who looks the most like least normal?
Like who looks weird?
Not weird. Maybe they're
just
like.
Kidding, I'm fucking around.
Maybe they're like, I don't know. You know?
Just like that's a different human.
Yeah, like maybe like they're like, okay, like
oh,
that's
he
like,
stands out.
Yeah, like, oh fuck, like he's super attractive or oh fuck, he's super ugly or we don't have to say like which one it is, but who looks like the least normal?
I don't know. Drop a comment.
I'm trying to look right now. Frank looks kinda like almost like every skinny, like white complex person.
I don't think so.
When you when you shave, you do.
I'm pretty. When I'm shaved.
What does that have to do with anything?
So what are you trying to say?
He's saying that he's attractive.
Okay.
Yeah, like, oh. But, like, you're not, like, overly attractive, like, let's say, I don't know.
You're not that overly attractive.
I didn't say I was. I said I'm the most normal person.
He's the most normal person here.
What I'm do like you the, mean
I think
normal?
I'm normal.
Like the most, like kind of, like, average. Like, you're not fucking... Like, okay, so if I can't think of a guy right now, but like for girls, so like Megan Fox, Madison Beer, like those girls aren't normal.
Hot.
Yeah, those girls are like, you know, they got fucking crazy ass eyes and eyebrows and shit. Like if you saw them on the street, you'd be like, oh, shit.
If we told a fifth grader to draw a human, like who would it look most like?
Okay, if I think you.
Maybe me.
I think just because of the shape or of the like, head, because they like draw a circle head and you do have a circle head.
Like a young man?
Yeah.
But then if they were to say draw a guy with...
If it was like a human, I think they would just draw... Well, I would draw a stick figure.
Yeah, and that looked like me.
I would. I think Danny is probably like the least normal looking.
I think I look normal. I just have a. just have a lot of hair. Well, maybe that doesn't make me normal then.
No, what? No, because then it could be like a normal person with a beard. I'm just saying, out of all of us, I think you look like the most different. You know?
Sure, Dick.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. It could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. I just think that like.
The fuck are you trying to say, dog?
Actually, no.
We just went over
there. No, wait, hold on. Actually, I don't know, because how many times do we go on TikTok and we see Danny's?
Yeah, I look the most normal.
Huh.
At least for, like, the trends.
So you're a walking trend?
No. Not a walking trend. I'm just, like...
But you started the trend.
I did start the trend.
So you had, like, the curly hair for, like, the...
Yeah, dude, I had this haircut forever.
He was the first human to ever have that.
I was. I'm planet Earth. Maybe on Mars or some shit. They had it before me, but I brought it here.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to still go with you for at least normal. Who would you go with? You could say yourself or you could say any of us.
Least. I guess I'll take that as a compliment. Thanks.
No, it's good. You don't want to. Like, I wish I looked a little bit different. I wish I had colored eyes or some shit.
Yeah. Least normal?
I feel like we're all pretty normal. Like, we don't have, like...
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't know.
It's, like, a funny question.
You? Who would you say?
What should think about that?
Like, if I'm going based off, like, normal. What I said...
I don't think we're that normal.
So, okay. Wait, hold on. I want to ask you this.
If I'm as going a, based off what I a, said...
Okay,
I think Danny as is a group, the I don't most, think we're that normal. Like, least normal.
Okay.
Like, well, if you tell, like, a little kid, like, draw a human with clothes and shit,
I feel like we're
it's not
going to
look like it. It probably won't draw, like, Danny's curly hair at the top and, like, with a beard.
I'm like
I kind of want to know if what kid would draw, like, what it would draw. Right?
How about we just take a fifth grader out of school?
That's kind of, like, a funny way to think about it, though.
Yeah. That is.
And what would a little kid draw?
Because
like,
they don't know shit.
Who
so,
would it look the most like?
So how
like,
would,
let's say it was a third grader.
Yeah, how would they draw the most, like...
Draw a 23-year-old man right now.
No, they wouldn't. You have to give them like a fucking
like draw a 23-year-old man with like a beard or some shit, or like
no, you couldn't even say 23-year-old.
Nah, because it would be like, no features.
Like, you just draw an adult.
Yeah, just draw an adult. Draw a young adult.
If there's any kids out there, or if you got any kids, tell them to draw a fucking picture, and add us on Instagram or some shit.
What if they say draw one of these guys? They're gonna be like,
it looks like a sick ass portrait of Frank. He's like, they drew it like that with some kush in the hand.
Oh shit!
But they didn't even show a picture of him. They just said draw a normal human. It looks exactly like Frank, like this.
That's with the sweet smile.
Wait, all right, wait, Frank. I want to ask you this: do you think that you would still get as many girls as you do right now if you didn't have the followers? Like that, I think that's what I was trying to say. Like, do you think like our followers has a lot to do with it?
No, because I pulled girls even before this shit.
But quantity and quality wise, like, were the quality still up back then?
Well, yeah, because sometimes I go around and people don't know who we are, and I'll pull like a little pretty female.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I agree with that. I could back him on that.
I'll be like, hey, what's up? Talk to him.
Just a little riz.
What do you think?
Yeah, I understand that, but I think it's enhanced.
Yeah, I think it's enhanced
too. Oh, it's definitely enhanced.
Oh yeah, it grows it.
Like, it's definitely enhanced.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Cause like, how many times have you seen like a guy on like TikTok or like somebody who's like kind of known or whatever, and you see like you kind of see the girls going crazy about them, or like them with like a girl that's like pretty.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, like if that dude did not have like 8 million followers, like nobody would give a rat's ass about him.
Clout is a motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
but
Nicki Minaj Nicki Minaj and Safari. I didn't know who the fuck Safari was until Nicki Minaj
said that. Him or posted him on.
You know who Safari is, right?
Yeah, I do. That's her. Isn't her that your baby daddy?
Yeah.
Nah, but honestly, I don't like when people say that.
Say
like
what?
Like shit like that. Like, if it wasn't for this, then they wouldn't have this. But like, I don't know if it makes sense. Like, have you ever heard somebody say like, oh, like you just said, if they didn't have followers, they wouldn't get bitches. But it's just like, they have followers. So, I mean, I don't
know. How do they get those followers?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe they're funny.
From being attractive.
Yeah. Really? It's just the hater in me, you know? Like, sometimes I'll be seeing, like, there's one person I have in mind.
Well,
like,
no, you could not be physically attractive with a bunch of followers, but it's because you have qualities that are attractive, like humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Or like, I don't know, some people fucking get a gang of followers off of doing random shit.
Or there's also people that have like one weird factor about them that makes them attractive. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, do you guys remember that one girl? It was the Frosty the Snowman song, "You Dig."
Mm-hmm.
And she just did like the smile.
That shit.
And like, she got like crazy. Fucking like 6 million followers.
Why, she had an ugly smile?
Nah, but like
it was a different smile.
Like it almost looked like the Joker.
Or the girl that went viral on Twitter that was so fine. She the one that smoked, and she was like, you don't remember when she did that, like a ghost? People remember that. I know people remember that shit.
That girl went to my school.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I think I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, it is that one, I think, Danny. The one who went to your school.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Pull up the video, I kinda wanna see.
She went to my school.
What the fuck?
Damn.
You know who it is?
No, I don't Logan? Know who it is.
Who?
Hold on.
What, and you thought like it was like the finest thing ever?
Yeah, I thought that shit was fire.
So does a girl that smoke, like, is that more attractive to you?
Yes. I think it's like a plus. Yeah.
Well, not for me. I'm not for me. For him.
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Why?
Because
you like people that are
like smoking
you.
Too.
Okay, but like I like drinking, but it doesn't make it more attractive if a girl drinks.
Well, do you drink every day?
But if you drink and
I drink pretty often.
You don't like a sloppy drunk girl. I don't like a girl that's gonna be like
a sloppy faded.
Yeah.
Unless she's giving you that sloppy while you're faded.
Yeah. That's attractive when a girl like fucking.
That's like, all right, let's smoke.
And until they're faded and they're slopping you up and they got cotton mouth.
No, I wouldn't.
And you just feel the
like
fucking walls
that's
of their fucking
like,
cheek
that's
all dry.
I'm smoking to like.
Do you get your dick sucked?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
kind of like germs on the blunt. Fuck
you're
it,
strategic.
You know? Hey, Frank, can we get... smoke? Nah, not after you suck this dick.
Yeah, I don't want you to get cottonmouth on my dick and it feels dry as fuck in your mouth.
You're a menace. You're strategic.
Or drink some water before.
So, wait, so you think like it's because it's something that's not done every day?
Like, well, I'm just saying maybe he likes girls that smoke because he likes smoking.
This?
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's fire. You don't remember that?
You know her.
Yeah. I forgot her fucking name.
Bree.
Bree.
Nick Virgin sister.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she went to my school.
She did.
Yeah, she went to school she there.
Still looks with, same. With Chucky?
Yeah, she does. Huh? Chucky? Yeah, with Chucky.
I need to blow it in.
Yeah.
She has a twin.
Yeah, she has a twin.
Damn, yeah. Double trouble. The twin's yeah. A guy, though.
Her name's Brianna Virgin.
So double trouble, Frank.
And his name's Lionel.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
Anyway.
Oh, shit.
I'm surprised you like that video.
I want to see what's up with her.
She just followed me on Instagram. Not
she has
long,
a kid.
Though, I'm not going to lie. No, she doesn't.
And she smokes him out all the time.
You're a dumbass.
Send me your ad.
She has a kid?
No.
His name's Frank.
Oh, shit.
It's probably Frank the third. Probably mine. Fucked in my dream.
Do you guys think that you guys would be able to step up as a stepdad?
Not at this age.
Nah. But yeah. I would like play with the kid and shit. Hey, what's up, little boy? Toughening up.
What's up, little mama? Fuck your mom in a bit.
What's up?
That's mom? Fucked up.
Where if he throws like a toy at me. Shit, that's what I'm gonna fuck your mom.
Oh damn.
If you hear her screaming extra loud, you know why, fucker.
Trying to wake you up in the middle of the night, little boy.
But I have nightmares from these fucking thunder sounds.
Cover your ears, little baby.
We're gonna fuck in the guest room.
Nah, have you guys seen that fucking video? It's like it's like a kind of low quality, and it's like three black guys, and they're going, and they're like with the mom. And they're like, you ready?
Yeah.
And then they go and they wake up the fucking son.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to fuck your mom. And the son's like fucking like 13, 14.
Or what?
No, they actually fucked his mom and recorded it.
Yeah, they have their dick out and everything?
No, they're fully clothed.
They walked into her house, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so how do you know they actually fucked?
Because there's a part two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fucked.
There's a part two.
They went up to the kid who were about to fuck your mom.
Man. Oh, that's fucked, man. That's fucked up by the mom.
Yeah.
Nah, that
mom's
is.
Mom's a bitch.
Yeah. Wait, so like you said, okay, so you said you wouldn't step up to be a stepfather, not at this age, but like at what age do you think?
Never.
I want a kid that's my own.
I would step up to be a stepfather, but at the age of maybe like, let's say it was like I was single. Like 29, 30, maybe later, honestly.
Does it kind of like depend on like what type of age that kid is too? Like, let's say, would you step up, but the kid's like 13?
Fuck no, the kid might fucking talk shit like about sure me when I'm shit. Out the house. He don't even love you, mom.
It depends what kind of kid it is. If the mom raised him right, then.
Wow, that's very respectful for
my
me.
God.
Yeah.
You? What? Same circumstance?
Fuck that.
29, you're single, you've been single for a while, you meet this girl, she's fucking amazing. 13-year-old son.
I'd have to have my life straight first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just be single, like nothing going for me.
You?
Same thing.
What
same thing?
Mean, nothing going for you.
Like if I just got no pussy, like I have no girl. God.
Oh. I thought you meant like nothing going for you, I
would love to be a stepdad and she take care of me too.
Oh fuck yeah,
I would do that too. Like a stay at home father, that'd be lit. I would step into that.
Stay home. That
just
would be
talk shit
sick.
To the son when you get home.
Yeah,
me and the son just play fucking video games. That'd be sick.
Chill, so you're the best dad I've ever had.
You order him to clean everything.
Yeah,
and then you have problems with the stepdaddy or the real daddy, the
baby
BD.
Daddy.
All you do is fucking take care of that bum ass dude you're with.
I'd be a good stay-at-home dad, for sure.
Okay, so would you want to be a stay-at-home dad? Let's say your wife's making $4 million a year.
God damn.
And she's like, you could do whatever. Like, just kind of, you know, cook for me. You are pretty good at cooking. Cook for me, fucking make sure the house is tidy, and I'm going to go out, I'm going to do my shit, I'm going to work.
Nah.
No?
Nah, I wouldn't want that either, but
why?
I would step into it.
Why not, though?
Nah, I could. I'm saying I could.
Oh, so
but the
so
reason
you would,
why
you would,
not
be cool
is,
with that?
Huh?
You would be cool with that?
I'd be cool with it, but after a while, like, I would just be like, damn, I'm a little bitch.
Yeah. I would feel that too. Well, yeah, fuck yeah, I would.
I would be like,
you would easily step into that position?
I can't.
Well, this is like, this is taking away the step kid. This is just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like, you know, you kind of work for like financial freedom and you work to like not work a single day in your life and to like do fun shit. Yeah. So that's exactly what that is. You don't have to work a single day in your life. You can do fun shit.
But it's not necessarily doing fun shit, though.
And oh, like, I'd be on a fucking jet ski.
Unless she allows you to. I mean, if she got paper like that. Yeah. It depends on the situation you're walking into, too, I feel like.
No, you guys are like in love, like everything's good. Everything's cool as long as you just fucking take care of the house and
but as cook. A stay like as a stay at home parent, right? Yeah. It could be mom or dad. Don't you like think, oh, like let's say I had a stay at home wife. I would ask give her calls during the day, like, hey, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me?
Can you
so
take
are you
that
really free at that point? Like are you really are you really having that freedom?
Mm. Like take Johnny
not.
To school.
You're not, right?
No, you're not.
Cause like yeah, you gotta take Johnny Boy to school, or you gotta fucking take.
But
Ricky
you gotta be a good stay at home. Yeah.
But you would still have to do that if you're really fucking rich, no? Or what? You would just tell your wife to do that?
Would you? Or a maid?
I mean,
or a runner? Someone?
Fuck that. Assistant? If I had, I don't care how much money I have in the world, I wouldn't have like a.
An assistant?
No, not an assistant. Like a nanny.
Why?
Dude, like I've just seen kids that I was actually telling him about this, like. I've seen kids that their fucking families were rich as fuck and their parents just like weren't around for them. And so they had a nanny take care of them, you know, and the nanny became like their second mom. And like those kids just get so fucked up because they've like done shit for attention. They want love from their parents.
Yeah. And so, once the nanny's
gone, and they just fucking chase after. So they'll, you know, they'll start getting into like bad shit.
Yeah.
And like I just wouldn't, if you have a nanny, you're not really going to be a part of your kid's life.
You could be.
Fuck. That's okay. Like,
you could be, though.
Part of it, though. Honestly, sometimes.
What, like, with being rich and shit and being busy?
I had a babysitter for a minute.
But a babysitter is a lot different from, like, a nanny.
What the
fuck? What's the difference?
Isn't it, like, a nanny, like... Haven't you ever seen that movie with Robin Williams where he dresses up
or
as
like
a nanny?
Or, like, fucking grown-ups.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
No, that was an assistant.
Yeah, like, grown-ups. Yeah, that's the lesson.
Or does a nanny stay with you at the house?
Yeah, like, the nanny's, like...
She lived with me.
The babysitter?
Yeah.
That's better. A fucking nanny then.
Yeah, I guess I had a nanny.
But was it for your whole like?
It
from
was
the,
like
your 0 to 18.
I was 5 to maybe like
18.
Oh, maybe shit. I wish. nah, she was nice as fuck. She was so cool.
She had fat tits on. There's no way you're talking about her like
she
that.
She was an older woman.
Come on, bro. Yeah,
you're
Don
disrespectful.
Don told me.
Come on.
So what happened?
She took care of Don too, huh?
Yeah, she took care of me, my brother, and my sister.
No, she only took care of Danny.
Whoa.
Shit, no. fuck Dom, fuck Danicia. Nah, but I was like 5 to maybe like 9 or 10.
Oh, see, that's not that long. I mean.
That's pretty long. 5 years?
Five years to live with you?
I would say maybe she lives with us for like 2 or 3 years. But still like.
Every day, like Monday through Sunday?
So Monday through Friday, she would stay. And then weekends, she would just go visit her family. But, like, my parents would take care of her, like, as long as, like, she took care of us, they would take care of her. So it was, like, back and forth type of thing. Yeah, I was lucky to have it. Yeah, I was lucky to have her. For sure.
I've always wanted a babysitter in my life. I just had, like, cousins watch over me and shit.
That's pretty cool.
I always wanted, you know how, like, the movies?
I had an older sister.
Yeah, she was like my grandma. She was basically
an older sister,
too. And she was close with my grandma.
They used to take care of me.
Yeah. I've always wanted, like, you know how in movies they have, like, that hot babysitter?
We're going to take a quick break from this podcast, and we're going to have a word from our sponsor today, Ibotta.
Ibotta. I mean, look, this is the easy fucking sell. Honestly, if you're not looking into Ibotta, this is your opportunity. Download that fucking app, because we all have the grocery shop.
Yep,
we gotta eat. Sucks. We gotta eat. If you don't eat, you're gonna fucking die. So we gotta go to the market. We gotta buy, I don't know what we need to buy. Steaks, hot dogs,
burgers, pickles.
Ibotta is gonna give you instant cash back on all those items.
Guys, like I don't understand why you wouldn't use this, because you're already gonna spend the money. You might as well make some money back while spending money. Like,
right.
That sounds insane just coming out of my mouth. Yeah, you literally make money by spending money. It's crazy that we even gotta fucking try to convince you to get this shit. It's like, you should already be getting it right now. Like, you should, don't pause this video, but as it's going, fucking go download it on your phone.
Yeah.
So guys, Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items, from produce to personal care to pantry goods, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Like we said, guys, if you guys want to go, you guys need to buy some chips or something at the grocery store, get some cash back while doing it.
Get some cash back and use that shit on whatever the fuck you may want.
Yeah, the average Ibotta user earns anywhere, or not anywhere, but the average user earns $120 per year. That's $120 that you guys would have spent and you guys would have never gotten. But easily, you guys are getting it back.
Easily. Take that shit, go to fucking Six Flags, go to Knott's or something, go to fucking Disneyland by your damn self, because that shit's pretty expensive. But still, it's $120.
That's $120. Hey guys, you know, there's other apps out there, but the points that they give you, it's nothing. Nothing compared to what Ibotta gives you.
Right.
So that's why Ibotta is the number one app to use. So that's why right now Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code SWEET when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code SWEET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code SWEET. That's $5 free right there, guys. That's easy money.
That's that fucking bag of chips you want to grab, but made me think, I don't know if I should. Now you can.
I just got my chain fixed yesterday. That shit was $5. What's saved for that shit?
What paid for that shit just by using the code?
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys, and let's go back to this podcast.
I used to want to be like a little 9-year-old having like a fucking hot ass babysitter. It's that'd fucking like 18 and shit.
But you don't have that in Hacienda Heights, you know?
Fuck no. You gotta be in like some like white ass neighborhood for that shit.
For sure.
Yeah. The only thing I had close to that was a fucking tutor.
Mm-hmm. She was ugly.
Nah, it's just that they like barely spoke English, so it's kind of hard.
My babysitter didn't speak English. She spoke Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the way of life.
All right. So a dying question that I have been wanting to ask you guys, right? So you know those people out there that look out for child predators and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
The people that actually message them. Obviously, you know, all of us are on the same page. We think the child predators need to be caught. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's fucking okay. But do you guys think that the people that are seeking the child predators and going out looking for them are a little bit weird too? Like, as far as like acting like a younger kid or acting like a little kid?
I've seen that debate.
I've never seen that debate, but I understand it.
You understand it? It's like the is it bad to bait those type of people?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm asking you guys. What do you guys think?
I need time to think about that one.
So you want us to like cut the cameras and then come back to it? No, I'm joking.
It's just some people wouldn't.
I've thought about it before, and I've kind of thought like, damn, like that's kind of fucked up. You know, you're like ruining these people's lives. But then I thought about it like, if they're not talking to that adult, then they would be talking to like an actual fucking young kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Because those guys were actively looking for the young ass kids.
But is it that they're looking for them, or are they just reaching out to like, because I never understood it. Like, are those people that are the baiters, are they reaching out just to random older men, like, or even just men in general? Are they reaching out to random people and just trying to see who they could catch? Or is it more like these people might have a history, or it's just like kind of like something going around?
I think it's kind of like both. I think like, you know, they would meet on like a fucking like dating website, or I know a lot of it's like chatting websites.
Yeah.
So like Omegle, but like without the camera and stuff. And like, I think like the thing that I feel makes it okay is you meet somebody cool, you're cool with them. Yeah. You know, like sometimes you're attracted to someone's personality. That's like 100% cool. Mm. But then once you find out their age, like that's kind of like, like, I'm not going to be fucking friends with, like, a 13-year-old I talk to every day, and I'm asking, like, yo, like, let's fucking hang out. Like,
yeah.
Sending pictures.
Yeah, sending pictures.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as, like, you know, they'll be cool, and then, you know, maybe I think they're 18 or whatever. But if I'm, like, fucking 32, and I find out, like, this kid's fucking 14,
yeah,
I'm going to be like, yo, bro, like, you know, you're cool and everything, but, like, we got to stop talking. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Like, as if you're like, you know, us doing that. But I feel like as a baiter, like, why? Like, I never understood, like, why are you going to act like a little kid and fucking just keep going and they're ongoing until that person, like, actually snaps? Like,
they're probably trying to, like,
like, I get it. Like, that's part of their job and shit. But, like, doesn't that make them, like,
but kind of sick, too? If you were a fucking person, right, and you found out you're talking to a 14-year-old, would you ever send fucking cock pictures to them?
No, hell no. What the fuck?
Would you?
Fuck no.
Would you?
I don't even send cock pictures now.
To me, you do. But that's the thing that, like, differentiates it. Like, us, you know, no matter what, the masturbator can never get it out of us. You guys like
that? I like that one.
But to somebody that's, you know, actually sick in the fucking head and is like a child predator, eventually they'll send that fucking cock pic or that fucking butthole picture.
Yeah, so they're probably just trying to, like limit, like,
because there's nothing you can do. Eventually,
that person's going to end up snatching up the kid, you know,
yeah,
if they keep talking to them.
Yeah, yeah, that's the other side. Yeah, no, I see that side. I see that side, too.
So they're probably trying to get it out of them. All right, we just took someone off
the street. Now we just took someone off the map.
Yeah, right. That's the type of shit they're probably on.
They're trying to.
Because, like, also, too, another thing you got to realize is, like child predators, like, they know that they're fucking wrong. Like, there's not commercials saying, like, hey, are you child predator? Like, why don't you join our fucking website today?
Yeah, and they to fix it.
They freak the fuck out because they know, like, what's going to happen to them is they're going to go to prison and they're going to become a fucking cock magnet. Their ass is going to get torn to shreds.
Yeah.
And I know she's going to be like fucking shredded beef on a Taco Tuesday.
Nah, it is.
But so, like, I think it's kind of, like, well-deserved. And I feel like any normal, like, human being, they won't fall for that shit.
Yeah. Nah, I would actually want to talk to
those baiters. You know what they should do? They should, like, before those guys go to jail, they should just, it should be a big ass dude with them when they catch them.
While they pull up,
they don't even go to jail.
Yeah, a lot of times, like,
they just pull up and they'll beat the shit out of them.
They just confront them.
Yeah, they just,
but then now they're on fucking 10 million views and never able to get a job.
Yeah, you don't get charged with shit, I don't think.
Oh. For talking to kids?
Oh, wait, low-key? Yes,
yeah, do they get charged?
Because Chris Hansen,
they would always have cops outside.
Yeah, and you get charged for, for pulling up.
See,
yeah.
Like, Chris Hansen, like, he was big on doing that, right?
Yeah, he had a TV show.
Yeah, the TV show, yeah. How to Catch a President.
Fuck you.
Like, don't you think
he's got a kid? I was a kid, okay.
There are the pizzas in there.
Like,
the pizza. Oh my God. That shit is so iconic. Wait,
there's a pizza delivery guy?
No.
It's the episode.
It's the episode where this guy was talking to a kid.
It was a young ass girl.
A young ass girl or something. And he brought her a big ass pizza. They were supposed to eat pizza and wings and chill. And then fucking, she was like, all right, I'm going to go get some soda. And she
goes into, like, the pantry or whatever. The back
room. And then Chris Hansen comes out. I'll take a slice. And that's, like, the whole thing. And then,
he's like, why don't you get a slice? Do you want to eat? And the guy's like, no, I'm good.
Munching that shit. Yeah. He does start munching it.
Yeah, after he's like, nah, come on. Take a slice. There's some other guy on How to Catch a Predator where he pissed his pants.
Damn. Because
he knew his life was fucked.
Yeah, you're over right there.
And that's kind of like, when you see them, if they're in shock mode, like, fuck.
No, they know they fucked up.
Oh, dude. Yeah, the look on their faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just look dumb. They do.
Oh, my gosh, with a big-ass camera on your face.
Yeah.
That shit fucking sucks. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't suck, but, like, I can only imagine. They're probably like, fuck.
Yeah.
No, wait, but I think, like, what also you were saying, what your original question was, like, are those people kind of sick in the head for acting like a younger kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know the same thing is said about Evan Peters, about Jeffrey Dahmer. It's a lot different, but it's kind of similar.
Evan Peters again?
Evan Peters was the guy that played Jeffrey Dahmer in the series on Netflix.
Yeah.
But he played it so good. Everybody that watched that show was like, dude, like, you know, this is fucking creepy. It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
But they were saying,
hard to watch.
Yeah, but they were saying, like, if Evan Peters does, you know, he did fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. He was on American Horror Story. And in American Horror Story, that, you know, it's in the fucking name. It's horror. And he doesn't play pleasant characters. He's never really played. I think the only character he's ever played that's, like, a good, happy, fun, upbeat character is Quicksilver in X-Men.
Yeah.
They're like, he's sick in the fucking head to do these roles.
Damn.
So they were giving him backlash, like, bro, like, are you a fucking serial killer? Are you this? Are you that? Like, you're sick in the fucking head.
But he's at the end of the day, he's acting.
He's acting, but like that.
But they're saying, how come that he doesn't take any other roles? Is what they were saying.
And they're saying that he plays that role so good that
maybe he's never gotten another role, or has he?
Well, yeah, he has, you know, probably early in his acting career, and then he had the those one with X-Men. His
biggest roles,
bro. That's just what he's good at.
Yeah, maybe saying, that's like, what he's good at, you know?
That's what I was
like,
saying.
It's good, but, like, a lot of these fucking, a lot of these shows and, like, movies that are coming out are a lot about, like, mental health lately, and there's a lot of fucking, like, hard to watch
and things. It has brought like awareness, I feel like.
Yeah, it does bring
like
awareness.
Like the Sound of Freedom movie.
Yeah, that one, the Jeffrey Dahmer, and then that new show that Tom Holland's in. I actually wanted to talk to you because
I feel like it. Like they don't teach that shit in history school, like
sex trafficking.
Like they don't teach like stories about Jeffrey Dahmer. I would like want to know, like, be like, damn, there's people out there like that, like, stay away from. You would want to teach your kids to stay away from these.
Yeah,
people,
yeah,
you know? They don't say that in school. They just say like, you know, like history, like, yeah, shit that just happened before. But
they don't
like,
have they don't have like a lot of serial killers in history, just because.
Yeah, they do.
No, I'm saying like in history books and shit.
Oh no,
just because
no.
That's more like crime.
Yeah,
yeah. I think so like the only one they have is like Jack the Ripper in fucking England.
Mm. Yeah,
some shit.
But that's
like that.
Old as fuck.
No, but yeah, so that's what you were saying, right? Like, yeah. Is he weird? Are the people weird for acting like
12-year-olds? And like they get a lot of shit. Like the actors, they get a lot of shit. Like there's a new show on Apple TV called The Crowded Room with Tom Holland, and he did a gay scene, and you guys know that he's with Zendaya and shit, and yeah. He was getting so much backlash, and like even before that episode had came out. Like he went on social media and fucking deleted his Instagram, and the media was like, nah, he's taking a mental health break because of this show. And
everybody, Frank's sister just gave birth.
Yeah, lit.
Frank has a nephew.
Frank's an unk.
Are you gonna godfather. Be the Nino or no?
Yeah, I'm the godfather.
Oh shit. Damn. Yeah, that means you gotta spoil him.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta get that motherfucker a chain right now.
You do low key when
one
they get
those
baptized.
Bracelets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, yeah, with
that Mexican bracelet.
Yeah, I have one of those, but it broke.
Shit, my shit's like that big. Shit don't fit no more.
Yeah. But like I was saying, like Tom Holland's getting a lot of shit for being that role. And I feel like it's just like it's kind of fucked up to say like they're acting for us and like putting on a show, but they're still getting backlash for that shit, you know?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think, like, as far as acting, I don't think, like, that shit really means anything because they're getting fucking paid for it. Like,
yeah, I'm sure it doesn't fucking mean shit.
Yeah. I would fake suck a cock for fucking 10 racks.
How do you fake that?
Huh?
How do you fake suck a cock?
Like a shadow?
Like this.
Like
you never seen it with, like, the pencil?
Oh,
like,
I get what you're saying. And, yeah. What's the...
How could you fake that on camera?
Yeah.
The camera would be like right here, and I'd be like
this.
They
fake the scenes all the time. Remember, there was like that behind the scenes.
The fake sex scene?
Where they put like a
ball, like a little ball.
Like a yoga ball in between.
Like a small one, so that you're pounding your shit.
Bounce effect, but really, you're not doing shit.
Where's the butt?
Huh? No, they'll be butt ass naked with like little, like the tape that covers like the vagina and the butthole. And then the guy will have like tape on his shit so that. From the side, it looks like they're naked. But
from the side, front, every angle, it looks naked.
But then you just can't see it because like the ball's blocking the cock and there's the butthole like and the vagina. Ball. And you're just putting your work.
How do you not get fucking bricked up?
I'm not going to lie.
That's what I'm saying also about the Tom Holland shit. Is like, I never heard about that. But they're like, they're professionals.
Yeah, but... Fuck.
Okay, bro. Like
dude,
like,
they're professional.
I'm not talking about the fucking gay scene, but
Julian was like, oh shit, well. Nah, but well, one, I would not get bricked up because I'm a guy.
But like with the chick, like in the bed, like fuck. No,
hot ass fucking actor.
Bro, when you're fucking like making out with them and you're like that, you're telling me
like for the first time, like bro,
we ain't actors.
Yeah,
I know, but still.
Hey, I'm like, I might move that ball. I just try to slip it in.
Yeah. Hey, like for the first time, actors like with like if they meet like Jennifer Lopez or some shit.
Yeah, like imagine.
Like no, like for a new actor, like I don't know what type of shit what it's called, but It's when a actor comes barely in, but he gets a role with a like a dope ass actor.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like I would get bricked up if I was that actor. I'd if be like, damn, I'm about to, yeah, I'm about to fucking go to work.
No, it does. I feel like they're just able to tap into like a whole different person.
Yeah, they're probably thinking about like their grandma or some shit. Yeah, I know. I would be thinking about some crazy shit.
I'd be thinking about, damn, I'm gonna get at her after this scene.
I would not be thinking of anything else.
I'd be whispering in her ear. You want to fuck after?
I don't know. We could be completely wrong, and they just be going crazy.
Maybe they probably do.
They probably do. No,
they do.
There are private rooms after.
Yeah, I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt.
No, that's changing rooms.
Yeah. Shit, if I was an actor, I'd be like, hey, you know, I know this is probably unprofessional, but let's go in the, let's go in the acting room real quick.
I have looked it up. Like, do actors, like, get hard when they're doing the sex scenes? I was watching a movie, and I was just like, dude, you're telling me that that guy did not get a fucking boner? Like,
yeah.
And,
like, they're not they porn stars.
Just the girl, or
they
the
do
girl
get boners.
Get
they
pussy,
do, right?
They, like, occasionally, like, they'll get fucking boners, and when that happens,
they
gotta
take a break.
Yeah, they gotta take a break and like
rub one out.
I mean, that's probably the only way. I would not get horny out if I rub one out before. Yeah,
that would be
that would probably be key. Actually,
A lot of actors probably do that. Huh? Yeah.
You know what? Fuck. Hold up. Let me take a break in this scene.
Fuck. I might have to rub like four out.
Give me 5 minutes. I promise I won't get.
Or if it's like, what you think they let it happen? Sometimes you know what? He's gonna get more into the scene. You know what? So.
Keep it rolling. They might.
Fuck
so
no.
So if like Jennifer Lopez is making out with a guy and he like lowball gets it hard, but they're not showing it, but he's getting hard.
Do you think Jennifer Lopez would be okay with that?
I would be into it right there.
But what Jennifer Lopez would be like, bro, get your fucking cock off of me.
But you know what the fuck you're making? You're Jennifer Lopez. You're making out with me.
Yeah, but it's for the movie.
Yeah, but it's like, bro, be
she's
professional.
Like, yeah, I don't want to do this.
Professional. What if it's making the movie better, though?
Okay, but you're about to get paid $5 million, bitch. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, she is, though.
Yeah, you're about to get paid a bunch, and I am, too.
More than $5 million.
But it, you know what?
If
you
don't like it. Dude, I got a fucking husband.
Okay, let me go rub one out real quick.
You got a husband. Why are you playing this role?
Yeah.
That's professional.
That's a part of it, actually. They'll lowball let people make out with people, too.
They let people fake fuck each other.
That's why I feel like...
How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
That's their job, honestly.
That's their profession?
Yeah, that's their profession.
You can't date an actress because of that?
Ooh.
Margot Robbie.
Wow, she's fucking hot.
Like Margot and...
Leo. You wouldn't be able to date Margot fucking Robbie... All because she faked fucked Leo DiCaprio.
She probably felt some type of way, huh?
Mm-mm, no, I can't. I can't watch that. I'm not watching.
Bro,
honestly, I don't know if I could do it either.
Wow, this is interesting.
What?
Why? Bro, that's their job.
It's their job,
that's
but
their
like,
job. I wouldn't be with a girl that's
like, my chick, bro. She's in a fucking movie, fucking macking it down with Leo, and all he could say is. Hey, play a fucking MacDonald your chug or some shit.
What? No, they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't say. Wait,
what if he did say that?
Like, or
who's,
I would.
Who's
go,
your dream actress?
Or I'm that loser ass fucking boyfriend. Where, hey, what's up, Leo? Nice to meet you. Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm like, keeping buddy? In respect.
Yeah. Okay, well, who's your favorite actress?
I made out with my girlfriend. Remember that?
Yeah, like,
wait,
yeah.
Which one? Hey, no, which one's yours?
Yeah,
I'll be like, God damn, this guy's a player.
Wait, Frank, who's your favorite actress?
He's a fucking top actor of all time.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, this guy's a player.
And he's not dating anybody.
He's one of the number one actors.
He's not dating anybody over 25. Who's your favorite actress? Like, where you're like, holy fuck, like, she's bad as fuck.
Probably. Damn, there's a lot.
Okay.
Both of you guys.
So you wouldn't date Vanessa Hudgens.
Wow.
Spring Breakers. I was just watching.
Yeah,
that
I know you were.
Day.
That's why I asked you that. You wouldn't date her.
Yeah, I was just.
She wants to
that.
Jump in a relationship right now.
You wouldn't
shit.
Date her,
and it's been good for like a
boy,
year.
Boy, is she past her acting phase?
No, she's still acting.
No. She's past it, but all those scenes are still out.
Oh,
okay. Wait, that changes it so
no,
much.
No, yeah,
though.
That changes.
Yeah,
it a lot.
If you took those, yeah.
You saw them. They're like, they got this. Like, oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that changes it a lot. No. It is a big difference because if you get
that
with
was
her,
in their past. That's yeah, like shit that's
like you can't control.
You know
that,
what?
You know?
You're a dope ass actor at that time. You
so
know,
you're
your
telling
mind
her to
now.
Shut down roles because of you,
babe.
Is that
I'll,
your boundary?
That is a boundary.
That might be my boundary.
What the fuck? That's crazy. That's
that might be my boundary.
That's a boundary right there.
That's
that might
their be job, my boundary though. Right there.
I'm like,
if you don't like that 50. Boundary, get out the relationship, like Jonah Hill said.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're he's fucked. Actor. You're yeah. fucked. Vanessa Hudgens just dumped her loser boyfriend.
Yeah, top actors, dude. Sometimes they gotta get into those.
If door. I could get Vanessa Hudgens, no. I could get somebody else.
Oh, fuck no. Said it. There was a girl. Damn, there was a girl. Oh no, you know Joe from.
There's a lot of Joes, dude.
Joe Mama.
That's a good one. The show you.
Yeah.
You. But it's like one of the best shows like on Netflix. It was killing it. It has three seasons. I guess in the third season, he had told them, because it's all about sex. He's like a super like
sexual,
like manipulative guy. And like he just pulls.
In the show?
In the show. So like he hooks up with girls. He talks to a lot of girls.
Oh,
that's
I know
his
what
character.
You're talking about.
And I think in the third season, he got married. And he asked them, you know, can we tone it down on like the sexual scenes for this season? And stuff like that because for respect of my wife. Or
wow.
And
what did they say?
But
yeah, we're canceling
so
your
no,
shit.
So, no, they did tone it down because I watched the season, but he still has to have some of that shit. That's his character.
Well, you know what? That's what she likes.
When is this show? How long is this show going to air? Or, like, how many seasons do you know?
It's three seasons ongoing.
Ongoing. Yeah. It's ongoing. Yeah. Wow. See,
they suck it up.
See, I like how he did that. That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope.
But
that's dope.
But that's his job, dude.
But he probably had a major ass argument with his wife before.
Oh, she was pissed.
You know she
you
was.
You
guys
like, think
you
she was pissed? You don't
I'm
think he came
sick
up with
of
that?
This, like you going on 13 Reasons Why and or something. Whatever it's called. What is
you.
It called?
You.
Or you.
It's a badass show. If you haven't seen it,
I haven't. I'm gonna watch it.
You guys haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I don't watch.
You don't even know what it's about.
I don't.
Watch I know it. Well, I know what it's about. I know what it's about.
Yeah. Well, no, it's
and
it's
I know
lot,
who the actor is.
It's a lot more than just.
He's from that movie, the Stepfather or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, right? He is.
Yeah. And
that's
he
him.
Kills.
And he's from Gossip Girl.
Stepfather. Which one's Stepfather? Oh, Stepfather.
You see how come he's not getting hate?
We're gonna take another quick break, and we're gonna have a word from our sponsor here today. Game Time.
Game Time, baby. You love this app. I love this app. You love it. I love it too. Especially, I know everybody's seeing that damn Drake concert right now, where he's walking down the fucking stairs and it looks all majestic and everyone's going fucking nuts.
Sexy as fuck.
That brings me to one of my favorite features. Now you can check from that seat to see if you could actually see him walking down the stairs.
Or if you're going to be staring at the fucking ceiling because you're so high.
Exactly. See, other ticket apps, they might not be able to show you exactly what you're going to fucking see from your seat, so you know what you're getting into before you even buy the damn ticket.
Mm-hmm. Game Time is the best for last minute deals. They also have flash deals.
Oh, so where you're best.
Just boom, like that. Holy shit, it's on sale. And only that, it literally takes only two clicks. It's fucking, it's actually insanely easy to buy.
Yeah, it's almost dangerously addictive.
Yeah, whereas with, you know, others, it's fucking, you gotta do all this shit, and it's just complicated as fuck. Game Time takes all the stress. Just makes it incredibly fucking easy.
That's a good point. All this stress is gone.
So, guys, if you guys want to go see Game Time, I know Taylor Swift has some concert coming out.
Oh,
Playboi Carti, I think, is got it on tour.
He is.
Shit, even if you want to see a comedian, Matt Rife is on tour right now. World tour. Sold out. I wouldn't be surprised if you could get some last-minute deals from Game Time.
Last minute as fuck.
And it will be the best prices that will be able to find.
Exactly. And you know what you're getting your ass into. If you get a last minute deal, maybe it's a little high. Hey, man, you saw what the fuck you were getting into before you bought that ticket.
Even if you want to be spontaneous, it's same day as the fucking event. You could buy the tickets all through Game Time. And that's why, guys, download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SWEET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SWEET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Back to the rest of this pod.
And he was in those movies.
What do you mean?
That's another thing too. Yeah. Well, people liked.
Yeah.
Some people liked. Not that
it is it because he's attractive?
Liked. It is. But that's the same
why.
Problem.
Wait, with... which guy is it? Can I see a picture of him?
Yeah.
Have you seen Gossip Girl?
Is it the white guy?
You might.
Yeah.
Want, yeah. You might.
Wow.
Want.
There's a
is
lot of fucking white guys.
It's the stepfather.
No. It's the son. It's the son.
He's from.
Oh,
there.
The one that fucking wrestles him off the
he's
roof.
From there.
Yeah.
He played in Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Let me see the pic. Let me see his hot ass.
He's a good-looking guy. Nice. But so is Evan Peters. Evan Peters is a good-looking guy, too.
Who's Evan Peters?
The one
Quicksilver
that...
from X-Men.
Fuck.
Is he the one from the Jeffrey Dahmer guy?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay,
attractive to you?
No, and that he looks like fucking Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wait, he was a son? Goddamn.
Yeah, that was a long beard.
Yeah, he doesn't look right there.
But like, but Evan Peters, people like girls love Evan Peters.
Ah, yeah.
Gossip Girl, that was probably his best phase.
Fuck no, nah, this show is huge.
I mean his fucking face and shit. You know?
Oh, I thought you meant like of his career.
I think Stepfather
was the shit.
Gossip Girl was fucking huge too.
Low key, yeah.
Gossip Girl.
I just didn't pay attention. Yeah, and they brought it back on Netflix for a little bit because he was on that show.
Damn, this food's actually pretty big.
I don't know what's bigger, Gossip Girl or you. That's actually a good fucking question.
He is pretty big. I know him from Stepfather, though.
I know him from
That's a good ass movie.
Why'd you look at me like I was talking about his cock? Because
I thought
you
were about to say some shit like that. I was waiting for that joke. Nah, that food's dope. But yeah, he asked for
he was on a bunch of movies.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, he's the one.
Yeah, he's the one.
He's the main character?
He was on John Tucker Must Die. He's the one that has
a... What?
John Tucker Must Die. You seen that?
Yeah.
He's the brother. He's the little brother. With the long hair.
Wait, John Tucker Must Die. No, I haven't seen that movie.
Kill John Lennon. That guy?
No.
Damn. I still can't believe that you guys, if you guys were dating like a fucking big ass actress, you'd be like, yeah, no like kissing scenes or sex scenes.
It would be weird, bro. It would be weird. Imagine going to her movie premiere when she just fucking boned Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Like.
But it's fake though. That's the thing. It's fake.
But it's not fake. It's really not fake.
It's fake. The dick didn't go in her.
Wait, what was that show you where it was like, I forgot what chick it was, but they were like, they wanted to make the sex scene as real as possible and she was like down for it. And they were like, I think they were actually going for it or some shit.
No, I don't think.
You're talking about 50 Shades of Grey?
No, it was recent. That's it was the more one
he
recent.
Was on, right?
Are you talking about Chloe?
What's her
Chloe and then the guy from...
the light-skinned chick, right?
Yeah, and then the guy from Snowfall?
Yeah. Is it? Oh, it is Snowfall. That show is Snowfall.
No, it's not Snowfall. It was a different show. But that scene. Yeah, it was realistic, but they didn't fuck. They had that little-ass ball. It was like it's like a ball like this big, like a little
red ball. But her ass was out and everything.
Yeah, she was butt-ass naked.
See?
Fuck
all that.
But the cock's not touching nothing.
I don't give a fuck.
She's grabbing that.
Yeah, he was grabbing that shit.
He was going fucking.
He was slapping her.
Dry humping for sure. You know her pussy was wet.
And then cut.
Oh my God.
Yeah, hey, cut.
You know her pussy was wet.
All right, good job. He just rubs that shit one more time, gets a good stroke.
He lets that shit drop, but then he rubs the fucking head on her clit.
They're on the bed.
Good job. Or he whispers
to that.
Yeah, if I was single and I'm an actor, high-paid actor.
Not with fucking not 40 people that. Watching you. You make it seem like there's one person with the camera, bro. All
right.
You got the fucking director, the producer, the costume people. You got
after
everybody.
The scene, hey, let me get you private. Let me talk to you because I got to talk to you about this. I got to talk to you about
this. This is why you're
movie.
Not an actor.
That's exactly why you're not
an actor. Yeah, that's exactly why you're not an actor.
Because it's not professional.
You're not professional. You would get blacklisted so fast.
I wouldn't say nothing in the air right there. I just flirt. Hey, you don't. And you know what? I don't think that's cool. All right, for sure.
I guess like in a like.
Am if I, the vibe like, maybe is you there, could say like, hey, you look. Yeah. You look good from back here.
No. I don't think any actor does that or actresses.
God damn.
You wouldn't be surprised.
So Leonardo DiCaprio sniffing coke off her butt and shit.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah. All that shit. You don't think he was like...
I don't think so. No.
You don't think he was
bro.
No, he's probably like, damn, this shit's bomb. I'm lucky. But he's like, nah, like...
Yeah.
Like, on to the next scene.
Yeah.
But there's no way he didn't compliment
you're there. He has to be so locked in to play that role.
Because what you guys don't realize
then
is
I wouldn't be an actor. I wouldn't be a good actor.
They're filming for like fucking six, 7 months.
I'm not no pervert. I'm just not going to be a good actor.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Shit. But as a guy...
Yeah, like if you're taking
guy
that,
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a professional. Yeah. I feel like it doesn't matter.
That's why. What's her name and what's his name went together.
Actors hook up all
they
the time.
They do hook up all the time. They end up being together. Twilight Saga.
Yeah,
but usually,
Vanessa Hudgens and fucking Zac Efron.
Yes, but usually
they were fucking in the fucking
Mr.
shower
and
though.
Mrs. Smith, motherfucker. How about that
Pitt,
one?
Angelina Jolie.
They fucking they.
Low key, they never
worked
out though.
But yeah. They did fuck. They did fuck.
But look,
and she had a man before. Yeah. She had a man before.
But
before
usually it's because you're spending fucking 12 hours every day with them.
So how professional can you be? That's the fucking point.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy, but then they got together
you
and
guys,
fucked.
I don't think you guys would have the will.
There's no
but,
way.
No,
there's
but it's no just it's just you're spending 12 hours with them every fucking day. You're going to make conversation.
Exactly. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah, you fucking made it seem like, bro, oh, you fuck. Just said like, you would rub your yeah, shit. You would rub your shit on them.
I'm just saying.
But he's saying, like, after a while, yeah, like, you're going to be doing scenes, obviously.
What the fuck? You think I would just rub it right away? What the fuck? He thinks I'm just gonna jump into it like, oh yeah, let's just
free pussy.
Let's skip every single scene we're supposed to do before, right? And just get to this scene right away. He thinks I'm gonna talk like that.
We're gonna take one last break from this podcast, and we're gonna have a word from our sponsor here today. Truly,
how exciting is it that we got Truly?
One of the best.
If you go all the way back to one of our main channel videos, I can guarantee you we are drinking a Truly. Somewhere in that bitch,
even in the podcast,
even in the even in the pod, you could probably go not even a couple videos ago, you'll probably see us with a fucking Truly.
Trulies are, they taste amazing.
They taste amazing. Real fruit juice, super light and crisp. You could just knock that bitch back.
Only 100 fucking calories.
That ain't shit. That's drink a couple of them, actually.
Yeah, there's some where there's fucking like 300-400 calories like that. Those are empty calories right there. Empty. All those fucking fitness gurus out there.
Exactly. You're fucking drink one and eat it.
So if you guys want to have a good time, get buzzed, and you know.
Now enjoy your life.
Yeah,
enjoy
your life. I speak back. Not be all, oh, fuck, but my body.
Outside, yeah.
A bunch of weight. Nah. Truly's is fine. 100 calories. Tastes good. Real fruit juice. It's absolutely fucking amazing.
Delicious, man.
If you guys haven't tried Truly's, I highly recommend that you do. It's one of our top drinks of choice.
If you're 21 plus, if you didn't know that. Yeah. Right, it is an alcoholic beverage.
Yes, it is an alcoholic beverage for those of you guys that don't know. Just that's the case. We had to get it. The little kids were like, oh my God, this sounds amazing. Yeah, but like, I'm pretty sure if you guys watch this, you guys already know what Truly's are. They're killing it right now. And me personally, one of my favorites is their lemonade line. Those taste so good. Don't even taste the alcohol.
Yeah, they do.
Quite dangerous.
That is quite.
But
very exciting. Very, very
exciting.
Drink responsibly.
Yes. Anyways, guys, back to the rest of this pod.
Nah, fuck all the bullshit. Let me
obviously,
just fuck.
We're in the beginning. We got to talk to each other and be like, fuck.
Well, shit. What if the first scene is fucking you fucking her?
Nah.
Wolf on
nah.
Wall Street? The first scene is Leonardo DiCaprio getting his dick sucked by Margot Robbie.
But you know they filmed that after.
Yeah, that was after.
You know they filmed that after.
They got a fucking probably.
They don't go scene by scene.
You think the director's going to be like, hey, jump in that shit, bro. Right away, you guys got to fuck.
He might have.
No, fuck no. They're going to let him get used to each other during the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that.
And
hey.
Then we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Unless that might be a great way to fucking make the bond.
Hey, fake sucking his cock real quick.
Unless they're texting before and been like, hey, you know what? We already have this shit planned out for this scene.
Yeah, we're
you
ready know? To go with scene yeah. one.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I think, like, you think if you're an actor, I would be like, okay, like, chill.
What do you mean?
Like, I wouldn't be like, all
right,
yeah, like,
why
I'm
are you guys
them.
On that side? That's what I want to know.
Just
because,
like,
how are
like,
you guys gonna be okay with that?
That's like your job. I feel like kind of same thing with like strippers. Like strippers, a lot of time.
What the fuck?
They're not trying to
dog your fucking wife a stripper.
What? No,
I thought that's where you were going.
Yeah, no, that's where I thought you were going.
No, I'm saying going. Like most of the time, like strippers that are like pretty professional. They're not gonna like fuck for free.
What the fuck?
But they're not supposed to fuck.
Well, a lot of them do.
Yeah, that's exactly. Why I wouldn't wife a fucking stripper.
No hate to strippers, but
yeah,
for a pretty penny, they might fuck. But and if you're with them and they're supposed to be staying professional, is that really staying professional?
I've had some strippers tell me that I know they're not in relationships, but or they have to be in a relationship.
No,
they invite me to the strip club. That's their job.
Yeah, and then you're like this, like, oh my. Yeah, I know we are, because I don't know why I brought that up. It's kind of, it has very little correlation. Yeah. But yeah, they say that to you because they're like,
they want
your
you
head,
to spend money.
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, just the stripper, she gave me her number.
Nah,
she wants me to see her.
I think in acting, there's like a level of professionalism that they have to keep.
There for sure is. But I'm just saying, from this side, like, if my wife was an actor, and like we settle down and it's time to fucking be serious, I don't know if I could handle that. Like everybody, like you guys, is that your girl fucking making out with Leo on the screen and you guys watch that movie?
Yeah. It depends on who you're
from. So you might pull some Bagley shit from the other side, the Penn Bagley, and just kind of be like, hey, can you tone it down? Or are you like, no kissing, no none of that shit?
Sorry. You know what? You,
she's made most, enough money already.
The most you could do is hold hands, but shit. Wow. I can't see you mack it. I can't see
that
you
would,
get your ass grabbed and shit.
You that know, would turn me off that so bad.
Or it might turn you on. It might be a cuck.
No, I'm
like,
not.
Like, have
no
you
cuck
seen... Well, that's sure.
Maybe you're a cuck for allowing that.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck. It's if I fucking date somebody knowing that that's what they are and that's why I love them for it, like, I'm gonna have to accept it. Like, I'm gonna be cool with it.
Maybe you'll go watch the movie over and over again.
Oh, shit.
Probably would. It.
Nah, it's just something I'm cool with. Like, and if vice versa, if I was doing the same thing, like, they would have to be cool with it too.
Shit.
Like, it's fucking fake. Yeah, the kissing's real, but, like, the everything else is fake.
But the kissing's real.
Yeah,
kissing's real.
That's the that's all you had to say to
but
me.
But also, too, they're making fucking $40 million a year. Like, I feel like that's also, like, another thing that kind of, like...
Okay.
Well, so you're a gold digger.
Let's say your girl goes out and she fucking makes out with the guy.
For $40 million. We're both rich, baby, but I made out with somebody.
Fuck no.
Ooh, damn, when you put it like that.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you, though. You know?
but then she just told me right now.
After
the fact. But I saw $40 million. I just made out his ass. That shows what type of female she is. Like, she'll take over.
Damn. So now the question is, would you let your girl make out with another guy for $40 million? Is that the new question?
Fuck. I mean, we're just saying.
Would you?
Correlating.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we're correlating.
No, yeah. No, but it's because that's what you had said. Yeah, I said, like, that's, like, the same thing as your girl going out, making out with the guy, and he gives her $40 million after.
Yeah, but...
So that's the question now.
Yeah, but she's a fucking...
That's not the same.
That's not the question, but yeah, we're just correlating.
Wait, how come you said it's not the
actresses
same?
Actresses are rich.
An actor, that's their job. That wasn't her job to go fucking make out with a random dude.
It wasn't her job, yeah, so yeah, she's a hoe for that, right?
I guess, you know what? Yeah.
But I got $40 million, babe.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? You're a good actor and everything, but I can't let this work out with you.
So you still be cool with it?
What?
Like dating a girl and she does like scenes like that? She's like an actor.
He said yes.
Yeah. If I jumped into it, then I mean that's her fucking job.
So you wouldn't date Megan Fox?
Yeah, just date her, not fucking marry her.
She doesn't do too many sex scenes.
Yeah, she made out with fucking...
But that was in her past.
And she's
late
fucking bit on fucking Megan, the one MGK? Where she's a fucking demon.
Oh, that's right.
She goes hard.
Really,
she starts to tits
the
in that one.
Though, like,
she does.
That you guys were saying, nice like, titties, it was Megan in her past, so it doesn't matter.
That was in her past.
That was in her past.
She already did it, but she's not with. She wasn't with me at the time.
Yeah. She ain't no actor no more, like, right?
That's just kind of like, does... Let's say you get with the girl. Do you really care who she fucked in the past? Like the past one guy.
Nah, but it ain't on TV. It ain't on the big screen.
Yeah,
you can't replay that bitch.
But that is just kissing.
You could still get with her, and then I could still be like, "Damn, what's up with Leo? You still hit her up?"
Yeah, that's.
I could still clown on you like that, right?
Right. You could. You could. You really could.
So that's the same shit.
But really, it's not.
Good argument, Danny.
Yeah, good job.
But really, I know, like, really, it's not. It's just like, yeah, she fucking made $40 million off that shit in her past.
So she probably liked it better from Leo?
No. She likes it from the big dog now.
If anything, she might miss Leo. She might miss Leo.
See, now he's on my side.
But we're talking about her past. Like, if she, now she's dating you.
Shit. Mm. Hey, girls.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I don't know.
So then maybe I could ask you guys that, too.
What?
What?
Like, hey, you guys are okay with him kissing Leo, her kissing Leo. You think she liked it better?
Right.
That's why I wouldn't go with a girl that's acting.
You could definitely.
I feel like also, too, you guys are thinking too much about what other people would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's a good argument.
Yeah, I would give a fuck. Yeah,
I would.
Would.
Why? Like,
yeah,
that's
why?
Your, that's
in
your
a,
relationship.
Yeah, in a way, that's kind of like it's kind of
that's
making
my relationship.
Like,
I like how its scenery is. Like, I don't like, just like a girl wouldn't like me as a whole. They don't like me saying bitch and all that shit. So, it, like, a girl wouldn't like that shit. So,
Yeah.
You change your ways, right? Fuck that.
You do change your ways for a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like also too, like, at
there's no relationship where you're not gonna not change ways.
Okay, but also too, at the same time, like, I feel like no one's really gonna be like let's say you're dating an actress, right? And she's super hot, all this stuff. No, and she does like a kissing scene with another guy. I feel like people aren't gonna be like, well, I mean, they are, but at the end of the day, it's like, damn, you got the one girl that everybody fucking wants.
People triple,
and she's doing this for her job. She's getting paid millions.
Guys, he'll get it too.
Can you really, like, who's the true loser at the end of the day? The people making those comments.
It's not Leo.
But then the real loser would be you if you let that shit get to your head.
That's why I'm not dating no actress.
Because you would let that shit get to your head.
But no? it's not. It's,
wait, hold on. You would let it get to your head.
No. It's not necessarily. Wait. It's not necessarily everybody else. Because you could watch the movie too, and that shit could fuck you up on your own.
Yeah, of course. You know, you're not gonna.
That, you could be in your head about that, and that's not the outside noise.
You
that's your noise.
Because of what other people say about it.
It would be that too, but then. My mental fucking would be like, fuck, you, like, know what?
Let's say you watch the movie and you're like, hey, babe, I love, let's see
so
how the movie went.
So what if she's like, hey, you know, let's go watch that movie too, as a matter of fact.
No, I'm talking about the present.
But from what the wording that you had just used, it sounds like the past would fuck you too.
No, but I'm talking about the present right now.
Even the past, if she was with me and she did that scene, you know, that would be like, you know what?
So actors are completely off the table for you now.
Not for fucking,
but for dating.
Yeah, I ain't dating.
So Megan,
we can have fun, you know.
Sydney, sweetie, done.
No, they're not.
Vanessa
done.
Hudgens done.
We'll have
she
fun.
Likes the smoke.
Selena
we
Gomez
could be
done.
She likes the smoke in Spring Breakers.
Selena Gomez is a singer too, so stop it.
But she's also an actress, so she could get boned. So you stop it.
Yeah. Guess what? Though? I'm not dating her. Is what I'm saying.
But that's what we're talking about
but
dating.
I'm just boning. So if, like, what?
They don't want a bone, though. They want a relationship.
Okay, then I guess so. I guess every actress wants a fucking relationship. This guy, man. He's being a fucking dickhead right now.
All of a sudden, every actress wants a...
You don't think fucking Vanessa Hudgens is like...
No, for sure. Yeah,
they're all horny
sure.
now. They're all horny. They're all single.
I don't know.
They are.
They're single.
No, at a point,
the Bakers, they're a horny at that time.
Because they had to act in that.
No, you don't. No. You're just on Disneyland and Disney Channel and shit. Yeah, you didn't need to go that route, Selena Gomez. You didn't
bag,
need it.
They're gonna do.
Then
that.
Okay. Then that's what I'm. Then that's what I'm saying. They went
that
to
is
another,
not what you're saying. Though.
They went to a whole other stage. So if it, you know what?
She's saying she jumped from Disney all the way to Spring Breakers.
You don't think she wanted like fucking like you know what?
Nickelodeon
it's time to switch
next?
This shit up. I'm showing my true.
So you thought,
I'm
you
showing
like
my true self now. I'm showing how I really want to.
No,
oh my God. You feel me?
So fucking Vanessa Hudgens went from being a fucking singer on High School Musical, and she's like, you know what? Nah, I'm fucking horny. I'm gonna go show my tits.
No, I'm gonna go
no,
out.
She didn't.
She let it like be known that she smokes on there. She had to expose
that shit's
herself.
That's fake. That's fake. You thought she's actually smoking weed?
So you don't think
bro.
She smokes?
Bro, that's
okay. Bro, that was not acting. Bro. She's blowing in a bong in the.
Oh my god, bro, that shit could be acting.
Is
bro.
It?
Yes. They got your ass.
They did get my ass.
Bro, you're telling me,
but she shows her tits and all
you're
that.
You're telling
shit.
Me on
that's
set.
That's real. That's real.
On set. Like when actors are.
Yeah, they all showed their tits on that shit.
Nah, I don't think Selena Gomez did.
You're tripping. She stuck a fucking gun in her throat in one of the scenes.
So what is that? Did her, were her tits out when she did that? No. She didn't show her tits.
That's still sexual nudity. You let your kid watch that shit?
What the fuck is that doing?
A gun sexual.
That is kind of hot. Yeah.
Wait, my man, what were you saying?
No, I was saying like, that shit's fake because... If like a bunch of like you say Leo's at the bar and fucking his job is to drink and do all that, you think they're gonna tell him to get super
okay? No,
up?
No drinking. No, I can
smoking
see that faking.
That's the
I
same
didn't know.
Shit.
Okay, you don't need to get mad. I didn't know that.
Honestly,
shit.
You know how many times they reshoot that?
Okay,
she
I did
6-7
actually
times.
Hit some weed though.
No, I wouldn't be surprised
like,
if she smoked.
Like, Seth Rogen.
Yeah, like
Seth Rogen.
Feel it
like
a little
Seth Rogen and all them. They smoke probably during the shit. You know what? We're actually going
to
smoke some weed.
To get in the vibe.
Yeah, to get in the moment.
She might have smoked to get in the moment a little bit, but I do guarantee a couple of the takes were fake.
Yeah, because you're telling me, hey, run that back. They're going to make her.
Hey, hit it, Vanessa.
This is my sixth one.
Hey,
can we shoot this tomorrow?
No, no, if she's probably high already, she'll probably be like, nah,
I'm done
I can't.
For today.
No, you dumbass. How is the smoke?
How are you going to continue the day high as fuck?
No, I want to know how the smoke is fake, though. Like, what do they do to make it fake?
They got weird ways.
Yeah.
Just or is some, it just not?
Or maybe like a vape or some shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe still like smoking. Maybe dry ice.
Still not faking. I forgot what we were talking about.
No, we were talking about how Vanessa's a smoker pot head. And yeah. Because that's what you said.
I don't know. I'm saying like.
After watching Spring Breakers, yeah, she's probably a pothead.
No. I'm just saying, do you think like. they don't use their shit
how
to
many
like,
years
you
ago
know what?
Did that come out?
I don't know, but it still runs. So it's probably still true.
No, she probably does smoke now, you know?
I thought she did smoke.
You see?
I wouldn't be surprised if she does. Either, but in that movie, that doesn't mean that she's a fucking pothead.
That's because I'm she just took saying, the role like, doesn't mean she's horny.
That doesn't mean she's a
older
fucking
now,
horny
though.
Stoner.
She was older then, right?
Yeah, she was like probably over 21.
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
So
like,
you think Leo takes
so like
takes
us
that
as YouTubers, if we start us
feels,
as YouTubers, if we started at like 15 years old, right?
Right.
Then we fucking go on and we grow up. We're fucking doing kid shit still. Throwing eggs at cars and shit. We can't film that now that we're older because we'll get in trouble.
Okay, but we're not acting. We're actually committing those fucking crimes.
I know.
If they do that in movies, they can't get arrested for that.
That's funny. That was funny.
No, I'm just saying, like, how the fuck, like, you don't think they'll use...
I get what you're
they're
saying.
They're using that shit as...
No,
like,
yeah. No,
I
100%
you don't
get
what
you're
saying.
Saying.
I don't.
Okay, so he's
I'm kind of lost.
No, he's that. Saying... So Vanessa started in Disney Channel. She used that movie as an outlet to show, like, I'm
yeah.
getting older.
Oh,
I want to be in more mature roles.
That's what
roles.
I'm saying.
Okay.
That's
she's
what
mature.
Saying.
Like,
but she's
I don't
showing...
know if you want to put this in. Like, Alex Blessive. Like, Alex.
Yeah.
You would think he's like, you, when he was younger, he did TikToks and all that shit.
Yeah,
that
like the music.
Yeah. So he's older now. Now he can drink.
He does he drink
do
on camera.
Yeah, he does.
He drinks more on camera.
That
yeah.
And
that he's getting
he's,
older.
He said that. And that's also, too, because he wants to grow with his audience as well.
We should get an actual actor on this pod.
I could probably get Leo on here.
That'd be dope.
That'd be cool as fuck.
That'd be so
imagine
sick.
He listens to our shit.
DiCaprio?
Fuck no, he's...
I thought you guys were talking about Gonzalo.
Oh, he's an actor too.
He is an actor.
I can guarantee you Leo will say like, I've had to keep it professional.
Leo Gonzalo.
Yeah, he would say that. That's like a clean ass guy. Yeah, he would say that.
But I could also almost guarantee where he says it's gotten hot.
Hell yeah,
sometimes.
Hell yeah. He would probably be like, hell yeah, you know, my shit's probably gotten a little boner from time to time.
I want to hear like a story.
I'm
like,
sure it's gotten
my
hot.
My shit's gotten hot in there. My fucking shit got hard.
But when you got millions on the line.
You probably yeah,
but like that's
yeah,
okay
yeah.
though.
I did, now
that's
I
okay
gotta put
though.
Myself in that position.
It's okay
damn,
though.
I keep seeing a blob of fucking light because I keep looking at those lights. No,
it's okay
but,
though. I think
no, but if you put it that way, like you would like, you know, I'm gonna get paid $7 million. To keep
like,
it professional.
Yeah, like $50 million to play this role. There's like people with a lot of money counting on you to like kill this role.
Kill it. That's
like,
why you're getting
like,
paid
bro,
so much.
We don't have time for you to fuck around and keep talking to her and shit.
No, yeah. But
that's the director.
He's not
job
necessarily
to get on my ass.
He's not fucking. I don't.
That's the director's job to get on his ass when he started acting.
Yeah, I'm just acting, boss. My bad. I'm just be more professional. I swear.
I don't think that's necessarily their fault if they get hard though either.
No.
Yeah.
It's a normal
or
thing.
Or like if the
like,
girl
like,
gets
right.
fucking turned on too, and her nipples get hard.
What the oh fuck?
And her pussy gets wet, and she starts fucking rubbing it, and she squirts all over.
No. Oh my god.
That's at that point that's a porno.
Yeah, at that point.
You know, like are we filming a porn scene or are we getting a movie fucking
Leo's
film?
Leo's just gonna drop an OF.
Anyways, guys, this was a good podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Drop your I'm interested to see a lot of your thoughts on the actor conversation. So and who looks the most normal and who looks the least normal.
Yeah.
And would you date an actress or would you be cool with that? Good
yep.
actor.
I yeah. like it.
All right.
Anyways, guys, make sure to subscribe to Sweet Tea, subscribe to Sweet Talks, turn on like notifications, whatever.
Yes.
Comment, like this video. Peace.
Love you guys. Peace.